So Woody Allen is pretty much known for his blockbuster action movies, like Transformers, Dawn of the Planet of Destructions, and his...
He's doing the Blade Runner remake, right?
Blade Runner remake. He's doing the newest Patriot 7 with the ghost of John Cena.
That would be amazing.
He's also well known for,
he did all the Marine movies.
All the Marine movies. I'm pretty sure that he is co-writing Avatar 37.
Not 36?
No, not 36. They're just skipping 36. Because this one's so visually advanced that they just have to skip 36.
Is that the one with Jaden Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Jaden Smith, and it also has his clone, that's like his body double.
Oh, okay.
But nobody really, like, knows. Like, one of the things about the movie is that you're not sure if the Jaden Smith that's actually acting is Jaden Smith, or if it's, like, his clone. And then that kind of brings up, like, is it Jaden Smith if it's also
his clone? I think Jaden Smith is a clone of Jaden Smith.
But which one's the real one, then?
I think it's, like, The Prestige. We'll never know.
Okay. So we just saw the newest Woody Allen movie.
Irrational Man.
Irrational Man. It was, by the way, this is a little quickie episode. We probably should start with that. We're not really going to go too in-depth with this because...
We want you to see it.
We really do. This was a fantastic movie.
And going in-depth with the Woody Allen movie is really breaking down a lot of things we're not educated enough to do.
I mean, I feel like I could probably...
Nobody wants to hear us.
That's
like,
what I'm
going to
say.
Pipes and smoking jackets. Yeah.
I don't really think that people are going to necessarily want to listen to me go into my views on existentialism and morality and love Russian...
It would just be you jerking off to Woody Allen for an hour.
It's going to be me jerking off to Woody Allen and like being like, oh, fucking Kafka, oh, Dostoevsky, oh... Like, nobody wants to hear that. It's perfectly
so
fine.
Instead, he's just going to rub it out in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, so okay. So we're just gonna do a small one. First of all, I want to give a shout out to, Yes Cinema in Columbus, Indiana for being a fucking awesome
for
venue.
For actually showing this movie.
Yeah, because I was really planning on going to, like, Chicago to see this movie because I really, truly, truly wanted to see this movie.
Instead, we didn't have to travel too far.
Not too far at all.
Still had to travel to find it. Amazing theater.
Mm-hmm.
Cool people.
Showings, matinees were only $4 during the night. Like, when we saw it around 7:30 or so. And
six
it was
bucks.
Only $6. The theater was fucking better. Even though they only had two main screens.
It's so much better than any multiplex.
Yeah, it was better, far better than the one in town. It had great sound, a great atmosphere. Just, I loved it. But yeah, Yes Cinema in Columbus, they're primarily like an independent film
and
venture.
And there was wrestling outside?
Yes, there was wrestling.
Wrestling in the street.
We get to Columbus and we start just kind of walking through town. And on our way up to Yes Cinema, that we saw a big big conglomerate of people. And I thought it was like a rally.
And then from the distance, I just see ropes and a fat man in spandex.
And then
like,
it was a fucking
wrestling.
And I am so mad that I didn't know about it because we could have gone early and watched it. We could have done a fucking You Just Marked with this too.
Wouldn't have known. We'd be like, the one dude,
the
and
one,
the other dude.
The one big guy.
And then there's like a tiny guy that he was bad because he's yelling at the crowd.
Yeah, ref didn't like him.
Yeah,
out of control. But
it was really fun though.
Yeah,
it's a fun place.
Yeah, Columbus. First time I've ever been to Columbus. Had a fun time.
Yeah.
So
hopefully we can do some more off the wall independents and stuff. Here,
yeah, because
so.
they have primarily like foreign and independent films, so.
Documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
So
we might have more good stuff.
Yeah, for our hipster audience.
Irrational Man was fantastic.
Excellent movie.
Yeah.
Excellent. If you love Woody Allen, you won't be disappointed. If you don't love Woody Allen...
I guess you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Woody Allen movie. Yeah.
I would like to preface with, I am probably one of the biggest Woody Allen fans on the planet. I don't care. I love every
You would have
movie.
His children.
I definitely... if he needed somebody to birth a child through... like my urethra, or even just like a chest burster from Aliens, I would totally do it.
He'd probably sleep with it though.
Aww.
Oh, is that too soon? I shouldn't have went there.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
I just broke
that.
It in a heart.
Oh, but no, I love Woody Allen. I have all of his movies.
I just love him.
I have a signed picture of him that I stare into quite a lot. I just like kind of just look into his small little Jewish eyes and just I just want to cuddle up with him. But no, I mean, Love and Death is my favorite movie. You know, Annie Hall, Manhattan, Sleepers, Bananas, everything. Love it all.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I was excited to see this movie.
As was I. I mean, we went out of town to see this movie. Didn't disappoint. I'm glad we went.
Yeah. So, Joaquin Phoenix was fantastic in this movie.
Yeah, I thought Joaquin was pretty awesome. We can't keep this up. We gotta drop it.
Joaquin Phoenix was fucking great as always. I mean,
absolutely fantastic in this movie.
Everybody can suck my balls, I don't care, but Joaquin Phoenix is the greatest living actor right now. Like, he's so stupid good. It is insane. And you can make the argument that Daniel Day-Lewis is a better actor, which I can understand because he's very, you know, he commits more to roles than a lot of people
he's
do.
He's very much character actor, which we don't see in today's cinema, really.
But Joaquin Phoenix is still continuously doing fucking awesome
He's
work.
No dink.
He is no dink.
Thank God. Thank Jesus. God.
He was great because he did meld into his character more. He became the character a lot more. Say than Emma Stone. You know, he still knew it was Emma Stone.
Yeah, Emma Stone was playing Emma Stone.
But she's still great in the movie.
She was really good. Minus Skeletor face.
Yeah! I'll get you, He-Man! Yeah!
I love Emma Stone, I really do. But her angry face is just hilarious.
I will say that Emma Stone did a better job, in my opinion, in Woody Allen's previous movie, Magic in the Moonlight.
I think so as well.
I liked her performance in that a lot better than this one.
I don't know if a lot of that is the performance or the way her character was written, though.
I want to say kind of more so.
I mean, we don't really want to go too spoilery on this one, so
yeah,
I don't want to spoil stuff
at all. One thing that was really interesting about this movie that was like the previous Magic in the Moonlight was that the set pieces, fantastic. It was
beautiful.
So gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful. Every scene was gorgeous.
Everything
added to... I was really jealous that they filmed there. And like, there's a scene in a restaurant, and we said, we need to go there.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to be there.
And you never really got an idea of where exactly it was. You understood it was a college...
Well, they tell you where it takes place. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Okay,
Rhode
Island. Because they're just across the bridge from Providence.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming they're in Rhode Island. Which, if that's the case, Rhode Island is a beautiful state.
Apparently so.
Just absolutely
beautiful.
I don't
know if it was actually shot there, but...
I have no idea.
It was great and everything. The overall aesthetics of the movie, it was very earthy. And it also struck me as kind of timeless in a way, because you knew it was supposed to be now.
You can tell it takes place in modern times, but it doesn't feel like it does.
It feels like it could be... This movie easily could have been in the 60s.
Yeah, Parker Posey's character especially gave me that feel.
Well, there's so much throwback kind of to a lot of plot that used to be in movies.
Like
the
carnival, really.
The carnival, and, you know, fleeing to Spain, and...
It really reminded me of, like, just an old romantic movie.
You know, the movie itself, you know, of course, not going to talk about spoilers.
This is a very philosophical film.
Yes. When I went into it, I thought it was going to be the standard Woody Allen fare of the... It was going to be, you know, a romance... With some depth to
it. Some quirky characters fall in love.
Quirky characters falling in love.
There's a lot more to this movie than that.
It is much, much deeper. It is really almost... it's really a retelling of, like, Crime and Punishment.
Yeah, but there's a big turn in them.
There are many turns. It gets very, very dark.
So it's not at all what we expected, but...
I thought it was going to be kind of a mixture between Magic in the Moonlight and, say, Annie Hall, because when I originally read everything about it,
Annie Hall feel.
Just thought that it was going to be their relationship as, you know, because obviously the main thing of it is that he's a college professor, Joaquin Phoenix. Falls in love with the student. And I thought it was going to be kind of Annie Hall-ish of their relationship, but it is not what the movie is about at all. I mean, that's in it, of course, but...
Which I think that can make the movie a bit polarizing. I mean, we did hear from the theater a lot of people didn't like it, but going in, it's not what you expect it to be.
The problem that I have with the people that didn't like it, not to say that you can be angry at somebody for not liking a movie.
I would like to know why they didn't like it.
Yeah, because with this movie, you can look at it on a lot of different levels. There's the surface level of it just being the standard movie, mm-hmm. and the plot going forward and the characters.
And it's very good.
And it's very good, but I don't know why you wouldn't like that if you're not wanting to do deeper, which I feel like a lot of people don't want to do deeper.
And if you are going to a Woody Allen movie, you should know what you're getting into.
And then if you want to dig deeper into the movie...
There is so much digging that can be done in this.
Because this is a really great movie that he's done where he explores all of the Russian literature and Russian philosophy that has influenced all of his work, mm-hmm. like to fully explore it in this kind of, I don't know, would you call this a character piece?
I would absolutely call it a character piece, yeah.
Because that's kind of my gut instinct when I was thinking about what I could qualify the movie as. I think like a character piece, character study.
Yeah.
Because it's constantly bringing up issues with morality.
It really makes you question morality as a viewer and makes you question the characters.
Because it's like, who's right and who's wrong? And even though if you want to say this is right...
You know who should be right, but you still...
You're still kind of like,
Which is something they touch on the movie, to go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Something he says in class a lot.
There's so much to this movie. If you are a fan of, you know, like, if you like Crime and Punishment, if you like Kafka, if you like all the old Russian literature, if you just enjoy...
If you like those, if you like classic romance mm-hmm. stories, if you like Woody Allen, obviously. If you just want a good movie. I'd say a good date movie, but I don't really... Maybe.
I don't know. We kind of were on a double date, I guess.
Well... Kinda, I guess. Very loosely, okay. Yeah.
I took my lady.
And I took my lady.
Do you want to call him a lady?
I'll call him a lady. All I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, he has a pretty big mustache.
He does. I like my lady's hair.
To bring up Jamie, this is actually something that I did want to bring up with her, is that she isn't really a big Woody Allen fan.
I mean, just recently started watching his stuff.
Yeah, I've gotten her to... We've watched Annie Hall and we've watched Midnight in Paris. So those are the only Woody Allen movies that she's really been into. But she fucking loved this movie.
Absolutely loved
this movie.
Which is something I was curious about leaving if she would, because it is different than mm-hmm. most Woody Allen movies.
It was interesting to see how non-Woody Allen moviegoer
reacted to what is
really one of the most Woody Allen of Woody Allen movies I've seen in a long time.
Oh yeah, he really went back to his roots with this one.
Which is fantastic.
I loved it. One thing that I really loved about the movie, and it's just a credit to him, is it wasn't pretentious. Mm-hmm. This wasn't Terrence Malick.
This wasn't Boyhood.
Shoving philosophy down your throat. And it's really relatable and understandable.
And the entire plot of the movie, I can see happening in real life. Nothing.
It was very realistic.
Nothing
to
in
a
this
point,
movie.
Obviously.
There's a couple of things you have to suspend your disbelief for. But most of it was something that could happen now. And mm-hmm. probably has happened. It was just a very good, refreshing, deep movie that you can have a long conversation about.
You really can, which is why we don't want to have that conversation. We want you to find a theater and watch it.
Yes. Go, if you live in Indiana, go to Columbus, see this movie. It's fantastic.
Yeah, if not, there are theaters elsewhere.
Yeah.
You just had to find them. It took a lot of the googs,
getting the googs out.
But we found it. Don't regret it one bit.
Yeah. I
really wish our theater would have got it here so we could see it again mm-hmm. easily.
Oh, I would definitely see this movie.
I think this would be a great movie on a second viewing to really pick up on the little character intricacies of their growth and changes through the movie, especially for Joaquin Phoenix. I almost said Joaquin again.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I can't keep that up. But his character really evolves and changes throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to pick up on... I mean, there's obviously glaring things you see.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of little things in there with his performance.
There's also so many just small references to Russian literature that if you were to watch the movie and not understand what they're talking about...
You still get it,
yeah. Like, it still has to do with the plot, but if you understand the small references, then it adds even more to what you're thinking about, because then you can see the parallels in all the Russian literature. And this is basically Woody Allen just making love to Russian literature in the movie.
And he makes sweet, sweet love.
So
gloriously.
Big fan of this movie.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's one of my favorite that he's done in a long time.
If you are a Woody Allen fan, or a Woody Alley fan, even.
Or Woody Alley.
He's related to Kirstie, I think. If you're a fan there, definitely check this movie out. Yeah, I just mentioned Kirstie Alley and a Woody Allen.
Wait, where's your Lost reference?
I don't,
You're on the spot, you have to get one.
Shit. Woody Allen liked Lost. Lost, actually, is a show that also touched a lot on philosophy. It wasn't pretentious. I don't know why that was so hard for me, because it's absolutely true.
Lost wasn't pretentious, huh?
I don't think it was pretentious. Maybe you're too dumb for Lost.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah. You could make Lost fans are pretentious pricks. The show itself aren't. I will admit it.
The show aren't.
But I'm a pretentious prick. No. But no, it's another show. If you like Lost, you would like this show. How's that?
All right. I guess. Like,
I'll do better in the next movie of getting Lost in there, because I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Kyle, what would you rate this out?
I would give it 7, 8 out of 10. Yeah. Really, if you're not a Woody Allen fan, this might not be the movie for you.
I'm incredibly biased, so of course I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, but definitely go watch it. If you've seen Woody Allen movies in the past and didn't like them,
then you're probably not going to like this one.
So definitely keep that in mind. We are very biased. We went in super excited. Really looking forward to this movie.
Like I said, I was about to drive to another state to see this movie.
So not disappointed at all.
And then in terms of being a Woody Allen fanatic, this definitely does hold up as one of the best movies that he's done, in my opinion. This is definitely like top 20.
This deserves to be in more theaters right now. Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone, Parker Posey, they deserve recognition for this movie.
And Woody Allen is in such a good, he's been such a good stride recently. You know, he came out with Blue Jasmine.
Which is amazing.
Midnight in Paris, Magic in the Moonlight, and he's just been on this roll of just good consecutive movies.
That just aren't out there for people to see.
However, now, I guess his new project, because I was on the IMDb. Apparently he's working on a series, but it hasn't been announced on what the series is. They haven't said anything about what it is or where it's going to be.
I don't know about that.
I don't know how his storytelling is cut out for series.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'll watch it.
And it also depends on what kind of series it's going to be. Like, is it going to be a straight comedy, or is it going to be more of a romance series? Or
I would think if it was a series, it'd probably be more comedy.
Yeah.
Which is another thing this movie strayed away from, really, was his comedic elements. There's
a lot of dark humor, too.
It's very dark. Well, yeah. It's very dark humor. It's
a very, very dark movie. I really like that.
Yeah.
It was a good change of pace. Magic in the Moonlight. I like that movie. It's a very happy movie. It's a very happy movie. It's a very fun, free movie. And then sometimes you just gotta get down and think, like, am I a good person, you know? And then you gotta watch Rashomon.
This movie will do it, so. I want to say more, but we won't.
I was gonna say, we could probably talk about this for an hour, but probably shouldn't.
Yeah,
just fucking watch this movie. It's so good. Oh my god, I love Woody Allen.
Absolutely watch it.
Oh my god, Woody Allen and my babies.
If you want to see Skeletor, Emma Stone, this is her best eye-popping performance ever.
She has a great performance, but
she's really good. I keep dogging her, but she's great in this film.
Oh, also, shouts out to whoever put the prosthetic beer belly on Joaquin Phoenix, because that shit was hilarious.
You just wanted to like nuzzle up and go to sleep.
It was so great. It looked like just a little pig butt. Just a little pig butt on his belly.
It might have been a pig butt.
Skin grafts.
Yeah.
Set it on. What else are we gonna do? What else are we gonna fucking shout? We gotta give shout outs now.
Shout out to my boy.
Shout out
Biggie, who is dead.
Wow, I just got. It's got dark.
I got dark.
What are
we
talk about? Shout outs to the Razor Ramones, because the lead singer was at the wrestling thing.
Yeah,
I didn't see him though.
I didn't see him either.
I would have been like, "Yo, what's up?"
Shout out to Art, to whatever he wants to be called
Art
now.
To fucking for being, dumbass at cassette bullshit
for being my mandate. You should be nice to him.
I should be nice to him, because we held hands at one point.
We did, and he made our intro for this podcast.
He didn't make the intro of the podcast.
So, you take that back. You take back those mean things. I will fight you right now.
Art DeFuente.
Is that right?
Cassette Land.
He's gonna fucking kill me. He's gonna absolutely fucking kill me for this.
Shout outs to
the other people in the theater for not being douches.
Shout outs to
the lady that put 2 pounds of popcorn or butter.
Fucking Christ, she Oh my
god. We didn't even eat it, but good lord, that was a lot of butter.
I thought that we were going to have a national crisis of oil shortage, of butter shortage
she
from the amount.
Flipped it over so she could get the butter on
Dude,
the bottom.
Was in it. She knew it.
She
was
knew what
on.
She was doing.
Oh, she knew.
So definitely check out Yes Cinema. Even if you don't go, you can rent that place out. It's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk how great that is so much because.
And, if anyone from Yes is listening, we will definitely be returning there.
Mm-hmm.
So, save my seats, yo.
Yeah. I'm gonna give a shout. Got one more shout out.
Shout out to Joaquin Phoenix for his amazing performance.
Joaquin. Shout outs, Woody Allen. Love you.
And who else are you shouting out to?
Shout outs, Jamie, for being my date. Blech. Girl, you fine. Damn, girl, you fine as hell. Damn, girl!
Oh my god.
Shout outs to Kyle.
Yeah.
Sitting next to me right now for driving with me.
And shout outs to me as well for just being awesome. And shout out to Lincoln.
Yeah.
For driving.
That's right.
And editing.
Yeah.
And recording.
I did it.
Well, not yet. Wait, if they've heard this and you have.
Yeah.
Well, that's just like some time loop bullshit right there.
Dun dun dun.
Dippity dippity.
All right, well, that's it. That's all I got. That's our little quickie.
Yeah.
We did it. We'll probably do the little quickies like this with movies that we don't necessarily want to, like, super elaborate on. Or just stuff that, in this case, we weren't planning on even doing this, but we just figured that we had enough to talk about that just to give you a little idea of stuff.
Yeah. And we figure we'd give you a little bonus for being patient with us lately.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of stuff going on.
We've been moving.
Doing
some stuff. And so
Kyle didn't have internet for like 18 weeks.
No, because the company sucks.
Yeah, I'm don't say the company. Because
I'm not going to fucking shut our shit down. I'm not even going to mention them. But if you have internet and you live in the United States, you know who the fuck I'm talking about. And if they're listening right now, you could suck my fucking balls. If you ever turn off my goddamn internet again, I will murder you. With kindness and love, because I'm a better person than you. All of you.
It's good.
Ignorant fucks. Don't even know what they're doing. All right. I'm just kidding. I love them.
All right. They
hooked me up.
We're going to go watch The Fifth Element.
Fifth Element?
Yeah.
Multipass?
Multipass.
Multipass.
Yeah. Yeah.